All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend. It's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast,
a motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey y'all, it's us again, popping in with a little bonus
really
treat.
Really quickly?
Yes, very quickly. So, as you all know, over on Patreon Monthly, Germany and I just sit down and check in candidly about feelings we've been processing during the month, things that have happened. We just tell our business. Mm-hmm. And so this month, we chatted about our journey into our new space. The trials, the tribulations, yes. The rewards. We talked about feelings surrounding the fear of falling in love and losing control. And lastly, we talked about how our anxious and insecure attachment styles and abandonment issues have us in a damn chokehold.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty candid conversation. Y'all know we end up getting a little bit more open over on Patreon. We're working on being more vulnerable.
We're working.
But for now, join us over there. And here's a little sneak peek of the episode.
Yeah, speaking about vulnerability. If you want to hear the full episode, you can click down on the link below. Join us on Patreon at the Soul Sister level.
And although we're vulnerable here, and this is an ongoing struggle for us, and not even a struggle, an area of opportunity that we work on every time we come here and share shit. I think this is also something that we can share with the greater community. This is a part of our journey. You know, there's people, y'all are very special to us here, right? Because you invest in us in a way that you don't have to. You contribute to our livelihood, to someone else's livelihood,
right?
And helping us live out our dreams. So there's no amount of words or I don't even know, you know, many other ways that we can express our gratitude other than saying we're so grateful and thankful.
Right.
But there's also so many people who've been along this journey with us who have seen, like, who've been listening since episode one.
Wow.
And they don't necessarily get the nitty gritty because we're so afraid. I think sometimes we're afraid to show people the way it really is.
The way we really feel.
The way we really feel. This is our way of kind of controlling our own narrative.
Yeah, for sure.
Is by only coming on here and saying things. But it's all a part of the journey. And I think it's just something that we could further discuss, on the main platform.
I agree.
Not necessarily that we're going to go and have a whole episode about it, but, you know, share it on social because what we feel, other people are feeling and other people are going through, and you guys affirm us when we get on here and talk on the check-in, and you guys are in the comments saying, I feel the same way. Thank you for sharing that. I had that experience too as a young person. Or, you know, when you guys just say, let us know that we're not alone.
Right.
And it's just an ongoing struggle. And I think the more we share, the more that we can push the collective forward.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really our goal. Sometimes we stray away from the mission. But times like this is really helping to remind me that somebody needs to hear this story.
That's very true.
You know, somebody needs to be motivated and inspired and knowing that they don't got to keep up with the Joneses, that their little honeycomb hideout is going to be just, you feel me? Just enough for them.
Yeah.
It's going to be what they need it to be. And they just have to trust God to bring more.
Mm-hmm.
There's more coming, you know, and sometimes where you start, you might not recognize or realize it, but It's just the breadcrumb and the stepping stone to get where you're really supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just hoping that by us being transparent about this situation and our experiences, maybe y'all can share your story or feel encouraged or motivated and know that you're not alone.
Yeah, and understand that it is not easy.
It's not fucking easy.
Because we do post highlight reels.
We do.
And it don't all be highlights. Like, we can definitely share more. So that's been a practice. It's been a practice in all areas, like with business, relational shit. Even it's hard to be vulnerable with your fucking friends because you're just cracked open. And it's like,
it's here, like, I am cracked open.
It's really like cracking a glow stick. Like, I know I always say I want my back cracked like a glow stick, and I do. But being vulnerable with someone is really cracking yourself open like a glow stick. And this has definitely been a year of acknowledging that I need to be more vulnerable. And I'm like, ugh.
The V word.
I hate it. And I really hate it because it makes me feel like I don't have control, because you don't have control. And I always feel like I'm protecting myself by not being vulnerable. But lately I've been realizing that I have not been protecting myself. I've been harming myself by lacking vulnerability. And I was telling Germany that with my dating experiences. So, you know, people always be like, dating is a mirror. Really, you learn about yourself. That is really true. You do learn about yourself, because when you're just operating by yourself, you don't really have
contrast.
Yeah, there's really no situation. There's some, but there are different situations that allow you to see yourself in a different light and expose different areas of opportunity, or maybe areas where you're doing great. But I feel like more often,
mm-hmm.
it exposes the areas.
Challenges.
Yeah. And it's like, now I'm broken. Now I have to acknowledge that I'm broken. Or maybe you don't want to use that terminology, but now I'm acknowledging that there are some things that I can work on. And I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't like that. But, I mean, it's the truth, and that's why being in relationships with people are important because of that, but I really hate it. I hate that part.
Yeah.
I hate that part. Like, I don't hate relationships, but I hate the part of being vulnerable. And I realize, like, as much as I'm a love addict, using the Sheena terminology, I'm very love avoidant.
Avoidant, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.